Happy Thursday to you and welcome to your daily teaching. And as we continue on with the connection between the mind, the body and the emotions, thank you just firstly to say for all of your feedback this week. I've really enjoyed this topic because I just love the energy around this. I just wanted to say as well, before I continue on with today's teaching, that this is just a belief system or a school of thought around emotions having the capacity to create certain things within the body. I personally believe it. I've believed it probably since I was quite young, but I don't think it's every factor. You know, our genetics play a part, diet plays a part, our overall well-being and how we treat ourselves plays a part, and also just things happen. So that's why I was very careful this week to put in all the little disclaimers around, you know, this isn't medical advice, it's just another aspect. When we're looking at the body and the mind, and particularly the physical body, you know, it's looking at the holistic approach, and holistic approach isn't what we've come to know holistic as, you know, which is like maybe the spiritual side. Holistic is a full bodied approach. So we look at every aspect of ourselves. And this week, it's just around the emotions and the mindset behind it. I loved your feedback on Tuesday with all of your text messages. And I hope you enjoyed the affirmations that I sent and the explanations for certain things. And also thank you for your feedback yesterday on the meditation. I'm really glad that you enjoyed it. I was very relaxed doing it as well because it was quite calming. So today, as we continue on with this topic, I just want you to, I suppose, reflect now on what we've done over the last couple of days. So, you know, I got you to think about your body. I gave you a personal story around it. We then did the affirmations. We looked at that side of it and then the meditation yesterday. And within the meditation, it was really getting you to look at the body in terms of your visualizing and seeing where maybe you were feeling emotion, feeling trauma. I spoke a little bit about muscle memory. So, for example, if you get a cold, you know, just a generic cold, you know, like stuffy nose or sore throat or something. And it's when you get sick again, I got a cold again, you get the cold in the same way. And what is happening, and this is a very simplistic version of muscle memory, but what's happening is basically the body kind of remembers the way the things were. So like, again, if there's a trauma in your ankle and, you know, something happens, you may get that. The muscle memory comes back and or is remembering, and you get that pain in that same place in your ankle again. So the reason I was getting you to scan different parts of the body yesterday, to tune into different parts of the body, is to figure out like what is going on with certain things that might be repeating themselves. I spoke about this probably last year in some of the teachings, so it's a good while ago, particularly for newer members, where I was looking at really the cause behind a lot of these things. So for me, when I'm overrun with different things in life, and that could be from busyness, you know, like actually just doing too much, or it could be just that I've got too much going on in my mind and I want a break. What used to happen to me is I would actually get a cold, or I used to get like a sickness in my stomach. It would happen the same way. It would start the same way. It would trail on for the same way, and it would end the same way. And about 3 years ago, I started attending a psychotherapist for CBT. And I started to recognize when I was talking to her that I used to get sick for a way of an escapism. That actually when I got a cold, it meant that I could take a break guilt-free. It meant that I could have a couple of days off guilt-free. And it meant that maybe, you know, if I had a lot going on or people were expecting a lot from me in my life, that they wouldn't when I was actually sick. And I began to kind of linked together that this was my go-to way of happening to make sorry go-to thing to make happen, I should say. And it's interesting when we see that kind of thing happening again and again and again, and then you say, but you know what, like, if I just want a day off, I'll take a day off, or maybe I need to say no more, or maybe I need to, you know, not be stressed as much or overthink as much or be overwhelmed as much. So it's really about saying, I don't like being sick. I don't like getting colds. I don't like anything like that. So what do I need to stop and what do I need to look at? And I stopped actually getting these colds all the time, because instead of being sick, I was just addressing what was actually going on and not needing the cold as an excuse. I spoke recently about being really sick before Christmas, and I hadn't been that sick for about 11 or 12 years. I can actually remember the last time that I was that bad for that long. And I tried to think about, you know, in reflection, what was going on for me at that time versus what was going on now. And it was very interesting because back at the time when I got sick the same way, sinus, chest infection, all this different stuff, like, and properly needed bed rest, not just a cold where you can kind of function, it was quite a life-changing time for me. I had a lot going on. It was before I actually had made, it was almost a year before I made the decision to leave work and to follow doing the tarot at the time that I was doing and to go into the holistic side of things and actually go forth and do that. And this time around, it's been really interesting because I have actually made a lot of changes around my work over the last year. I've made the decision not to do readings anymore. And that was a big decision. And I was still processing that, and I'll be finishing my readings probably up until around the end of January, just so that I have everybody covered before I finish. So what I realized from looking at those two things was that there was a big connection there as well, that really big time where it happened. And I was quite sick and, you know, had to stay in bed. It gives you a lot of time to think. And actually, for me, as my friends say, I can be quite dramatic when I'm sick. So I would, or not dramatic, probably moany is a better word. I go right into like feeling sorry for myself when I'm like that. So I was in that space and everything was coming up. My fertility stuff was coming up and like the pressure with that and the emotions around that and getting really upset about that. And then I was getting upset about aspects of my work and then worrying about, was it okay to finish the tarot and worrying about what people would think and would my other work thrive? And, you know, where would things be financially for me when I'm giving up such a massive part of my business? And really, you know, when you think about it, there actually was quite a lot going on. And I just had to spend that 2 weeks in pretty feeling crappy, to be honest, but to gain the clarity that I need. I was very consciously aware that these things were going on and was already thinking about them. But in that place where you're like doing nothing but sitting and thinking all day, you start to actually work through the stuff. So again, these things can be avoidable if we deal daily with what's going on for us. And I think that's why, you know, ultimately I created It's Time For Me, because it's that connection to yourself every single day that will keep you in tune, that will keep you connected, and more importantly, will keep you clear and aware of what's going on for you at a particular time. So whether it's your fertility, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationships, your career, you know, your social life, whether it's everything combined together, your body is going to react to what's going on because your body is responding to how you are feeling. And of course, that's the way, like they say, stress is a silent killer. And there's a reason for that, because when we get stressed, we're building, you know, our cortisol levels are spiking. And that's creating other issues with our hormones. That's creating other issues then within the body that can make you feel down. When you're feeling down, you feel more tired. When you're feeling down and tired, you make different decisions. You stop yourself from doing things. You hold yourself back. So I know this is a long winding audio today, but it's, and I could probably talk about this stuff for so long, but it's just, I suppose what I'm trying to get through this week is really focus on this aspect, like take the time to think about these things because they're occurring in every one of us, whether it's minor or major. But if you have a recurring ankle problem or a recurring shoulder problem, and very interesting, actually, the texts that I was getting around ailments were to do with knees, shoulders, lower back, ankles. They're all around our fear of moving forward, our burdens, all of these things. It was very interesting to see how many of those were coming in. So, you know, to take stock of this and to really utilize the space and time, and then with this time for me to use these daily teachings to connect inward, to use these daily teachings to acknowledge what's going on. I fully understand, because I'm in the same position myself, that weeks go by where you may even be doing the teachings, and I'm recording these every day, so I'm thinking about this stuff all the time. It's not that easy when life takes over and you are in busyness, and 3 weeks might go by and then you'll say, okay, I'll do them. That doesn't matter. It's just whenever you get that space and time to really make sure that you're aware of what's going on for you. So I hope all of that audio makes sense. I suppose in summary, what I want you to do is to look at anything that's recurring for you. Even if it hasn't come up in the last couple of months or couple of years, if there's passions there from before, look at it, because that's in your system, you know, and you want to heal that and you want to be able to progress from it. Or look at a passion that you may have had and have healed around the body. So like I was saying, I was getting colds all the time and now I don't. And that's something that's really important for you to look at as well. So look, I wish you a beautiful Thursday and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.